So, number 9, from the piece by Baal HaSulam. Number 9, nature is a skillful judge, punishes us according to our development. For we can see that to the extent that humankind develops, the pains and torments obtaining our sustenance and existence also multiply. Thus you have a scientific that His providence has commanded us to observe with all our mitzvah of bestow upon others in utter precision, in such a way that no member from among us will work any less than the measure required to secure the happiness of society and its success. As long as we are idle and performing it to the fullest, nature will not stop punishing us and take its revenge. And besides the blows we suffer today, we must also consider the drawn sword for the future. The right conclusion must be drawn that nature will ultimately defeat us, and we will all be compelled to join hands in following its mitzvot with all the measure required of us.
Michael, what's next?
Number 10, from the writings of the last generation by Baal HaSulam. I have already said that there are two ways to discover completeness: the path of Torah or the path of suffering. Hence, the Creator has given humanity technology until they have invented the atom and the hydrogen bombs. If the total ruin that they are destined to bring upon the world is still not evident to the world, they will wait for a third world war and a fourth one. The bombs will do their thing. And the relics that will remain after the ruin will have no other choice but to take upon themselves this work, where both individuals and nations will not work for themselves more than is necessary for their sustenance, while everything else they do will be for the good of others. If all the nations of the world agree to it, there will no longer be wars in the world, for no person will be concerned with his own good whatsoever, but only with the good of others.
This is what he...
That's
number 11, from the Peace in the World. We must thoroughly know the proportional value between the individual and the collective, between the individual and the collective that the individual lives and nourishes from, in both matter and in spirit. Reality shows us that an individual cannot exist in isolation without a sufficient number of people around him to serve him and help him provide his needs. Hence, man is inherently born to lead a social life. Each and every individual in society is like a wheel linked to several other wheels placed in a machine. The single wheel has no freedom of movement in and of itself, but continues with the motion of the rest of the wheels in a certain direction to qualify the machine to perform its general function. And if there's some malfunction in the wheel, the malfunction is not evaluated relating to the wheel itself, but according to its service and role with respect to the whole machine.
Last one, 12.
12 from Peace in the World. Don't be surprised if I mix together the well-being of a particular collective with the well-being of the whole world. Because indeed, we have already come to such a degree where the whole world is considered one collective and one society. That is, because each person in the world draws his life's marrow and his livelihood from all the people in the world, he thereby becomes enslaved to serve and care for the well-being of the entire world.